Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Good evening and welcome to, I believe it's still called Hanover Street Park, although I saw another name on it. I think it's a side street there. But anyway, the Indians are taking on the Minster Wildcats tonight, and both coming in with very similar records. Fort Recovery coming in at 3-3 in the MAC, 9-6 overall, and Minster coming in at 3-2 in the MAC and 9-5 overall. The reason they only have six games in is their game got suspended on Tuesday night at Delphus, and they are going to be making that up next Wednesday, and they're going to drive back up to Delphus. And depending on the length of finishing Tuesday's game, they will play another game, or at least as much as they can before darkness next Wednesday. So they won't go up there for an inning and then turn around and drive back home. They're going to do that. So right now they're at 3-2 in the league. I think they were tied at 5, if I remember correctly, but tied go in 11 innings. So also on Tuesday, St. Henry, of course, if you were listening or if you're an Indian fan, you already know they beat us 4-0. Bo Tin again with another great pitching outing, and we can't get him runs. It's very very depressing. But he's been pitching great. Alex Dews is going to be pitching for the Indians tonight. Also on Tuesday, New Bremen beat New Knoxville 18-1. Coldwater beat Versailles 6-3, and Marion Local beat Parkway 11-1. So that's kind of a interesting. I wouldn't have thought that Marion Local would beat Parkway by 10, but that's what happened. So tonight it'll be Delphus at St. Henry, New Knoxville at Versailles, Marion Local at Coldwater, of course Fort Recovery here at Minster, and New Bremen at Parkway. So that's what's going on tonight in the MAC. The MAC shakes out like this. St. Henry sits at the top of the MAC undefeated with six wins now, because they did get their game in against New Knoxville. That got rained out a couple of weeks ago, and they got that in. So they're 6-0. Versailles is 4-2. Coldwater 4-2. Fort Recovery 3-3. Minster 3-2 with that game suspended from Tuesday night. And Delphus 3-2, again suspended from Tuesday night. New Bremen 3-3. Marion Local 2-4. Parkway 1-5. New Knoxville no wins, 6 losses. So that's kind of how it shakes out in the MAC. So they're getting ready to do the introductions, and we'll kind of go through this. Coming up for our Indians, this will be the last game of the week because prom is tomorrow night, so obviously no game, and we will not have games on Saturday after the prom, softball or baseball. Then on Monday night, baseball will host Arcanum, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Tuesday, that'll be the ribbon cutting at 4:30 for the Lefevre Family Baseball and Softball Complex. Looks like we're getting ready to do the national anthem. Be back in just a little bit.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront.
We have so many new styles in stock, ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take-and-bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take-and-bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, welcome back here to Minster. And what's the name of this place now? What did they call it?
Well, it had always been Hanover Street Park, yeah. And I saw something somewhere that it's named after this street over here. Now, so I don't know exactly what it is, but it's where they always play. So.
It looks the same, doesn't it?
Yes.
Just changed the name.
Well,
that's
might
good.
Have.
That's all good.
It was changed somewhere. I saw it written somewhere in a semi-official thing.
Very, very good.
So I don't know.
Well, the Indians coming in here at 3-3, Spency, and I heard as I was walking up, Minster is 3-2 in the MAC. So
yep, they had that
pretty
game,
important game here for the, yeah. both squads tonight. Yep. They're both yep. evenly record, 9-5 and 9-6. And we're ready for baseball. Landon Post going to lead it off for the yep. Indians, followed by Caden Greasy and Wyatt Benn. First three batters, and we're ready for pitch number one. Pitch number one is swung on and hit foul down the third base line, about 10 feet foul.
Yep. Nice shot. If it stayed foul, I don't think that left fielder could have gotten to it. Yeah, the reason that they're only so. They only have five games, Minster, in the league, is that their game was suspended on Tuesday night up at Delphus. And they're going back
for
next Wednesday.
Darkness.
Yep.
There's a ground ball foul again over to Coach Ike and pass Coach Ike.
Yep. I think there was 11 innings. And so they're going to go back up next Wednesday and finish that. And depending on how long it takes to finish them, they're going to play more baseball.
That makes perfect
maybe
sense.
Maybe a full game, maybe five innings. If they only get three more in, they just want to play ball.
That makes perfect sense.
And if you're driving that hour up there, I'm not sure exactly
what it
is from here. They might probably a little less.
We had that a few years back. Remember, we had to go back up and finish an inning, and then we went to Lincoln View and played, I think, that night.
Oh, yeah. We had a couple of times up there where we
a pitch
thought
is
we,
high, evens the count at two balls and two strikes.
Thought we were going to have to come back, but we finished some of them. And it's getting kind of dark.
Yep, starting to get a little dark. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. That one's down, swung on, and fouled. Up against the net. Back down on the Indian dugout. Joined here by Big JB, Jerry Byram. JB, how you doing, buddy?
All right.
Oh, did you drive the bus over tonight?
I did.
They parked it over here so it wouldn't hook those people's house if they somebody fell.
Another good pitch right there and swung on and fouled back to the screen. So a nice at bat here to lead this game off by number three, Landon Post, our second baseman, senior. Caden Greasy's tired of warming up over there. He wants to get into the old batter's box. Here comes the pitch again. Curveball comes across the plate and strikes Landon out looking.
I thought that was a pretty good pitch. I don't think he thought it was, but I thought it looked pretty good because we're off to the side. We can't see exactly where it is, left, right.
Out number one, like strikeout number one for Minster. Who's on the mound there? He doesn't. Must be.
Number 19, I think it's Lewis.
Magato.
Yeah, sophomore.
Yeah, there.
Nice curveball comes in there to Caden Greasy for strike one.
I was talking to a couple of people, and they said that their one and two pitchers right now are sophomores.
Yeah. Swing and a miss. Fast cheese coming in there a little bit low and outside.
Big old swing from Caden.
Caden took a rip at it. Finds himself in a hole now. No balls, two strikes. And the air's kind of coming at us a little bit from center field. That curveball stays up. Flags are pretty stagnant out there, but a little bit of air coming in the window, so it's coming in from right field, coming in towards the infield. So, one ball and a strike, one away here, top of the first inning. Sits on that curveball and fouls it down to Coach Ink. Coach fires her back into Magato, and we're ready to go. Field looks good, nice and green.
Yep.
That pitch right there on the outside edge, that's back-to-back K's looking for the Indians.
Let's not do that anymore.
Yeah.
Two up, two down. The easy way for Minster, the hard way for the Indians. Two strikeouts, two big K burgers on the old book already.
Put the bat on the ball a few times, but all foul.
Here comes senior Wyatt Bend to the plate. Wyatt swings at the first one, fouls it back to the screen for strike one.
Yeah, if we get it timed up, maybe we'll be okay. I think every guy's put the bat on the ball a couple of times.
Yeah, we're getting the feel of him here. First time through the lineup. Let's see how things go. Swung on, popped straight up in the air. Third baseman coming in short, catcher going back, and it's just out of play. So Wyatt finds himself in the hole now. No balls and two strikes.
Yep, the catcher is Ian Homan. That'd be Kenny Homan's son. Kenny and I can't even think of Kanapke, married to Matt Kanapke's sister. Can't think of her name right now. Mm-hmm. That's their son, sophomore. So he'd be Troy's cousin.
Troy's first cousin. That pitch stays high. That's the third time in a row now. He's got an 0-2 count on somebody or at least two strikes on him. He tries to throw that. Whatever pitch it is, it stays above the helmets of the Indians. Should be one ball, two strikes. He's found two of them off.
I think you're right.
That one's way outside. Two balls, two strikes.
I'm pretty sure you're right on that. But as long as the guy's on the field now, I guess that's what's really important.
Yeah.
Bet you Wyatt knows.
Here comes a 2-2. Fastball outside. Makes the count full.
Yeah, got past the catcher.
How about the old Redleggers, JB? Sweeping the boys there yesterday. Got the brooms out.
I didn't watch.
Yeah, Senzel hit a home run in the ninth.
Oh, yeah.
Big wins for the Redleggers. That pitch is outside, and that's ball four. So Wyatt's their first runner of the game. He reaches a freebie on the old base on balls, and he's down to first base, and that's going to bring Cale Rammel to the plate.
Well, two-out rally. We've had a bunch of those this year. Every once in a while we'll score, too.
I tell you what, I am the master of goose eggs. If I don't win tonight, I'm about done with this because I am bringing nothing but bad luck to these guys.
Well, maybe you can just talk and somebody else can write.
You think it's just scribbling?
No, maybe you're right. Maybe struggling. It is all you.
That is a rocket out to the center fielder, but right at him.
Oh, man, he moved two steps.
He hit her on the screws right at the center fielder, and that's going to do it for the Indians. In the top half of the first inning, we leave a runner on, and after a half inning, no score here in Minster.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hi, this is Jason Andrews for Kalb Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and I know I can't wait to spend more time enjoying the great outdoors. Kalb Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe in the sun this summer, so we are marking all sunscreens and chemical-free bug repellents 15% off in the month of May. Stop by your local Kalb Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and in Union City and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
I know what they do in the woods.
Be airs.
Are we back on the air, Spencer?
Yes, we are.
Very, very good. Here we go, getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Alex Deuce back out there on the mound here for the Indians, and Deucey's been nothing but solid.
Yep.
And I tell you what, one of the reasons I worked my butt off to get over here tonight was to watch Deucey pitch. I missed him on Saturday when he took down the Lincolnview Lancers, and he's just fun to watch. He's got a lot of different pitches, and hopefully he has a good night here again. Against the Wildcats.
Yep.
So here we go. It's going to be Logan Cooney.
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 Cooney. Yeah, we should have been asking those questions before we got on the air. I didn't even think about it.
Yep, Adam Rindler on deck. That was a little inside for ball.
2-0.
Deucey's down. Deucey took an absolute missile off his leg, and Bubba sent me that video and that picture. It's like, holy cow.
Nice
There's
pitch.
A strike right there. Two balls and a strike now to the leadoff guy.
Yeah, he's getting down to
Logan
fitness.
Logan Cooney.
He was trying to paint the corners, and I think now he's down to business.
Woo. Yep. Yeah, that was a strike. All right.
Two
balls, two strikes pitches. Now. Deucey works back in there, evens the count up. Here comes a 2-2. Curveball swung on and hit out towards the left fielder. Left fielder going back on his horses makes a dandy play
nice.
Out there. Who is that, Sage?
Yes. I think that is Sage.
I think
out there.
It is Sage Wendell out in left field tonight. Yep. That's a new spot for that young man. And he made a nice play out in left field. Nice job by Sagey.
And I think he can probably play just about anywhere.
That is what you call a utility player.
Yep. And he's good at it.
All right, here comes Adam Rindler.
Batting left-handed.
Lefty and Nathan.
Bear.
No, I'm going to call him Bear.
Okay.
He's on deck.
The junior.
Nathan is? This young man.
Adam is.
Adam Rindler's a junior?
Yeah.
Little southpaw up there at the plate. Patchy playing him pretty close to the line, about 8-10 feet off the line. That one, he pops up. It's going out there to Sage again. Sage two for two out there. Two putouts in the left field.
Yeah, just keeps hitting them at him. I'm okay
with
that.
I can tell you what. We can catch fly balls all day long.
Yeah.
So two up, two down.
Especially with a 3-mile-an-hour wind instead of a 30-mile-an-hour wind like we've felt
in a few times.
Oh, man,
I'll tell you what. The other night was miserable.
I don't know how anybody ever catches a ball when it's gusting like that.
So Nathan Bier steps to the plate. And Tyler Stevie on deck.
Senior.
That was a little low in the dirt. Ball one.
Yeah.
pitch number two coming in.
Nice.
Right past him down Broadway.
Big old swing
evens
and a miss.
The count at one ball, one strike. Two away here, bottom of the first inning, no score.
I think he was trying to hit another one out to Sage.
Sage is like, hey, I can catch him pop-ups all day long. That was a little outside for a ball. 2-1 now the count.
Just keep throwing strikes, Alex.
Remember we was over here, I think it was 2 years ago, and that guy was grilling out, and the smoke was coming up here,
yep.
Spencer.
Oh, yes.
Was you here, JB?
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Best burger smell I ever had in my life. Curveball stays outside. Makes it 3-1. He pulls that girl out tonight, I'm leaving. I'm heading right over.
Think he'd sell you one for a
buck or two? He don't know who I am, but he's going to be, he and I are going to be good buds by the end of the night. Swing and a miss.
Nice.
Hitter's pitch right there at 3-1. Yep, I'm going to pick up a 12-pack, and I'm going to go over and say, I'm Neil Spencer, came over for a couple burgers.
So then I'm going to have to send him a thank you note.
Low, outside, and that's going to be a free pass. So just like in the top half of the first, the third batter gets a free pass down to first base with a base on balls. And Mister's got their first base runner of the game. Cleanup guy coming to the plate, Tyler Stevie. He and Homan on deck.
Junior, then a sophomore.
Couple of youngsters over here. Coach Wiss with some young guys. And always play smart baseball over here, too.
Yes, they do. Coach Wiss has had
quite
a program.
Years, I heard him as I was walking up. He was in his 29th year.
I was going to guess half that. I was going to guess 15.
Ooh, check swing right there. They're going to check him, see what happens. Strike anyway.
Yeah, I think it was just a called strike.
One ball, one strike. Here comes a 1-1. Quick. Ooh. Had him leaning.
Wow.
And Deucey balks.
Wow.
So he stepped up back, and then he didn't throw over, and I was curious on why he didn't do that either. But whatever the case, that was it looked funky.
Yep.
And the base runner now moves over to second base.
They had a pretty good chance of getting him, and Daniel was right there.
Yeah, I thought he should have thrown.
Throw it to him.
Yeah, it was kind of odd, wasn't it, JB?
Yeah,
he was leaning a little bit, and then he stepped back, and then he didn't throw it. Kind of fake-throwed it.
Well, let's just get out of this.
Let's just get it out here. One ball, one strike to Stevie. Runner at second.
Okay, so Alex calls Riggs out. They're going to talk a little bit.
They're going to go over these signs one more time.
Yep.
I've been kind of listening to the Mr. Boys and watching that runner at second base. And, you know, he hasn't thrown a pitch since he's been at second base yet. But
yeah.
That pitch is low and outside. Two balls and a strike now.
Let's throw to the batter.
Yeah, Deucey just got to worry. Forget about that runner. And
it's two outs. All we need to do is get the batter out.
Yeah, let's get the out here. Defense is back here to help you. That one's high.
That runner isn't going anywhere unless he throws one past the catcher, so just don't even worry about him.
Well,
coach is coming out to talk to him.
Yep.
Yeah, try to get him to settle down.
We need to. He's calling infield
in.
Talk
to his infield. And
yep, going to get something figured out here, but I would just tell Alex, let's get the batter out. And then just walk out there and tell him that and then go back to the dugout. But maybe they got something figured out here.
Obviously, we got a base open at first base. We got two outs, so it forces a force out at every base.
Yeah.
So it's not the end of the world here. You don't want to
move
one right down the middle of the plate and give this young man a chance to drive in the first round of the game.
Yeah, looks like the girls are struggling a little bit in the bottom of the second. They're down 3-0.
Yep, Minster, I think, is one of the best teams in the state, I think.
We have not won a home game yet.
Really?
Our girls have not won a home game yet.
Wow. Maybe they're waiting for the ribbon cutting next week.
0-7. Heard that the other night. I'm like,
wow.
You've got to be kidding me. All right, here comes the 3-1. Hitter's pitch. Fastball. He takes a rip at it, gets a piece of it, fouls it back to the screen.
Full count.
Well, I know I took, what was it, I think Monday. We
do have two outs, right? Okay.
Tri-Village.
A minute ago, they didn't have any outs up on the scoreboard there. So.
They beat Dry Village on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, all our victories have been on the road. Swing and a miss. Nice job by Alex Davis. Came back and gets him. Kate Berger to end the inning. So after one in the books, no score here in Minster.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill, and Wayne IGA has everything you need for a great cookout. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steak, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. T-bones and New York strips are $7.99 a pound, Angus ribeyes are only $9.99 a pound, boneless skinless chicken breasts are just $2.99 a pound, boneless pork chops are $3.49 a pound, and their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, back here at Minster, going to go to the top of the second inning. Going to be T-Rex Homan, Daniel Pence, and Sage Wendell, first three batters for the purple and white. No score here so far.
Yep, each team left a guy on base the first inning.
Pretty nice night to play some baseball.
Yeah, if you're listening and have time, just get on over here. It's beautiful.
Popcorn smells tremendous.
That's my new deodorant.
You got popcorn?
Popcorn deodorant, yeah.
Is it a spray or?
Yeah.
You spray it on?
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Orville Redenbacher.
Yep.
First pitch to Troy is outside and ball. Second pitch right down the old heart of the plate for a strike. One ball, one strike. Come on, T-Rex. Come on now. His first at-bat the other night, he took seven pitches, never swung. He was ahead 3-0, remember, Spencey?
Yep.
And then took three straight strikes.
Yep.
So six pitches, I guess.
Yep. Never.
One ball, two strikes.
Never took a swing.
T-Rex. That one he swings, high chopper across the middle, goes to the shortstop. T-Rex hauling butt down the line, and a nice play by the shortstop to get him by a step and a half.
I was hoping that that wouldn't take that nice a hop. Yeah. It wasn't a great hop, but it wasn't bad.
It was a nice job by the shortstop.
Yes,
he had
it was.
To charge it and made a nice step and throw, and that brings Daniel Patch to the plate. Patchy followed by Sage Wendell.
Daniel needs to get back on his hitting spree.
First pitch into him is a curveball, stays a little bit high. There's a ground ball to the shortstop, but over in the hole, going to play it deep, and that's going to go through his wickets.
Yeah.
So I got a that's a tough one right there for me.
He didn't touch it, but.
It's a tough one right there.
But
we're
going to
let the official scorekeeper decide what that was.
Yep.
He calls it a hit. I gave. So the first base hit of the game goes to Daniel Patch and puts him down to first base.
All right, Sage.
Would have been a tough play, boys. Would have been a tough play.
Yep.
Move him around.
Sage Wendell to the plate now.
Get him on, get him over, get him in.
It's going to take a lot to get the big 6'6 over to second base.
Yep. I'm okay with that. Pass ball might do it.
Basketball
not a long way back there to the backstop, but might be enough.
That one's in the dirt.
Ooh.
Good job by the catcher right
there. That was going to be the one.
Yeah, curveball went way outside.
Yeah, one hop.
Homan
and
did a great job getting over, getting in front of it.
Yes,
keeping it in play.
Wow, that was a nice play.
2-0 now to Sagey Wendell. That one's going to get past him. There goes. He's going to have to hustle and no throw down. So Patsy moves over to second base on a pass ball.
Kind of strolled.
Yeah.
Once he saw that he wasn't going to have a chance to get him, he didn't even throw it down.
So now Sage, it should be 3-0.
Coach Wiss is calling a timeout.
Coach going to go out and talk to his pitcher here.
Yeah, just the pitcher and catcher. The infielders were coming in, but I figured he
turned them back.
Might have the infield coming over to kind of have some sort of play, but I think Daniel's been caught off base a couple of times, hadn't he?
Leaning
at first, early in the season.
I can't recall.
I was thinking he did, but
very possible. He's not been to every game.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be taking a big lead out there. But
it's early in the game. We don't need to get too carried away.
No, and he's, you know, unless something crazy like that happens again, he's not going anywhere, so
yeah.
Especially to third base.
I think it's 3-0 count. We're going to find out. Board says 2-0, but.
Yeah,
umpire has
umpire's
three.
Umpire's holding up three.
Yep, three.
All right, dang right. All right, Sage, you're taking here all the way, and that's high, ball four.
All right. Two of them on. Let's not leave them out there, guys.
All right, so now we got runners at first and second. Second walk given up by Minster. And that's going to bring Alex Deuce to the plate.
If we don't score any and leave nine runners on base again, I might jump out this window.
Curveball stays outside.
The nice part about it is the roof for the dugout is a foot down there.
Jumping out of the window doesn't bother me. Jumping off the dugout.
Yeah. That's only a foot.
Next up's a doozy. That is a hard hit ball out towards the center fielder. Center fielder is going back. He makes a play, tries to fire into second base and get Patsy doubled off, but Patsy back in time. So Alex hits the line drive out to the center fielder. Center fielder comes in, charges it, makes the play for out number two.
Sage was a pretty good way off of first base.
Oh, yeah, he was.
And if that second baseman had handled it, he might have had a chance to double him off. Tucker, your batter now.
All right, Tucker Overman, the batter. Number nine hole hitter. Takes the first pitch strike.
He hadn't batted every game, but he's been putting the bat on the ball, too, the last week or two. So
come on, 17.
That's what I'm hoping for.
How about a base hit here? How about a base hit? Ooh, froze him right there with the breaking ball.
Yep.
He wanted to pull the trigger, and then he froze him, finds himself in the hole now. No balls, two strikes.
Two outs. Let's go, boys.
Roll back to Landon if we can get Tucker on base here. That one's high. Again, when he gets an 0-2 count, JB. Yeah. Do not swing because he throws it up there at drive balls. Maybe that's a setup.
Might be.
He threw that pitch to set up this pitch.
Here comes a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Gets past the catcher. Catcher gets past it, and I think everybody's going to be safe, folks.
Yeah,
they are.
And sure enough.
Actually, he fell down going back to get it.
Sure enough. That's what it takes once in a while.
Yep.
You get a break.
Yep.
You get four outs in an inning.
Yep.
So Tucker reaches after striking out. He's down at first. Patchy over to third. Sage Wendell now to second. Bases loaded. Two outs. Landon Post, your batter.
Got the top of the order. Let's go, guys.
Let's see if we can rattle off about three straight hits. That pitch is high and outside.
You're at the top of the order for a reason, buddy. What did he do the first time up? Struck out, didn't he?
Struck out looking.
Let's not do that.
Hit a couple rockets foul. That one's way high.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Young man struggling really with his control here. Gets himself in a hole now. No ball or two balls, no strikes to our leadoff guy, Landon Post. A lot of green out there, Landon. Let's see if he can hit spot here. That one's outside. Three balls, no strikes.
Wow.
I'll take a free one.
Hey, no place to put him, boys. No place to put him.
He's our leadoff hitter, but he better not be swinging. Make him throw a strike here.
He definitely ain't going to be swinging at this one. There's a strike right down Broadway.
Now I get to pick on one he likes and hit a gap. I'd say slap one between right fielder and center fielder.
Yeah, sounds good.
Kind of a gap. He's over.
Swung on and fouled back to the screen. Now he evens the count up.
Yep.
Well, here comes the payoff pitch. Runners are going to be gone here.
Don't strike out looking.
On the 3-2 pitch.
Protect the plate.
Okay, runners, take off. All right.
Oh.
Woo, just
little
gets a piece of
tipper.
It.
That was that high ball.
That was his high ball,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah. I didn't hear it, but I could see that it
moved. Yeah, you can tell Landon's up there definitely trying to be defensive.
Yep. Don't let anything close get past you.
There goes the runners again. That's high, ball four.
All right.
And Daniel.
So the Indians.
Strolls the rest of the way in.
I think that's the first time I've got an Indian run in about
a year.
15 innings. Honestly.
It's been a while.
Honestly. So Patchy comes in to score to make it 1-0 in favor of the Indians. Sage moves over to third. Tucker to second.
This would be a good time to put one to
and
the fence.
And Landon Post now at first base. So Caden Greasy now with a chance. There's a curveball high and in.
It's five straight. No, he had a couple strikes.
In
had a couple strikes, yep.
That fastball stays high. Two balls, no strikes. Bases loaded for the Indians. One across the plate. 1-0 ball game in favor of the Purple. That one's high. 3-0. Be smart up there, Six. Be smart.
Yep. Yeah.
I think you got to take at least one strike.
Yes, sir.
If not two here. You're struggling with that control. Here comes the pitch. And there's a strike right down Broadway.
Yep.
He's got to throw another one right same spot, Caden, so be ready.
Oh, I think he's yelling at
talking
the
about
dugout because they're chanting.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Saying they can't yell.
Clap or chant or I'm not.
I've never seen a team that didn't do that.
I've never seen that in my life. That pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. So the base umpire calls time and talks to Coach Ike and says, your guys are yelling at the pitcher too much. He's not allowed to yell when he's in his windup.
Every team I've ever seen does that if they have any energy in the dugout at
all. I gotta be honest. I don't know if I know anything about that.
Runners are going.
Oh, swinging a miss. Got Greasy on a high. That was a ball four. Greasy chases a high one. But in the inning, Indians pick up one run. They stray in three. And after 1.5 in the books, Indians 1, Minster 0.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering. And our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked, quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
All right, back here getting ready for the bottom of the second inning. It's going to be some well-known names here in Minster. It's going to be Ian Homan, Brady Wolf, and James Niemeyer, first three batters here, four.
Yep. If I'm remembering correctly, they're kind of dependent on Niemeyer to be stud pitcher, and he's not kind of not as much.
There definitely was a stud Niemeyer pitcher a few years ago.
Yeah, that not to the degree that Daniel is, but he wasn't able to pitch for something going on there. I believe I overheard
swing and
that.
A miss. Defense for the Indians looks like this. It's going to be Caden Greasy at third. Troy Homan at short. Landon Post over at second. That one's popped up. Daniel Patch making the play at first base. And that's out number one.
He moved a step to his right and then came back to where he started.
So one up, one down. Going to bring Brady Wolf to the plate.
Wolf, I've heard that name before.
Yeah, time or two.
About a thousand of them.
Senior. I think they've only got four.
Four seniors on the squad?
Yeah.
That's a fastball, and that's popped up. Looks to me like Caden Greasy's got a chance to make a play on this. Yes. And he does. That's the kind of outs you like. One pitch, one out.
Coach Wiss.
So a pop-up to the third baseman brings up out number two, and that's going to bring James Niemeyer to the plate. Two up, two down here for Ducey here in the bottom half of the second inning. Indians up 1-0.
Yeah, he caught that right where Coach Wiss had been standing. As soon as it went up, Coach Wiss went as far back toward the dugout as he could go. And
there's a ground ball foul.
Let the play happen. I think we might have had a couple of coaches that would try to stay there and get the way much they could.
The proper thing to do is get out of the road.
Absolutely, and that's Coach Wiss. that is why people love Coach Wiss. He doesn't try to pull any shenanigans.
How's the girls doing? Still 3-2. 3-0.
Or 3-0. Top of the fourth. They're flying through.
Called strike.
Ball catches the outside corner. One ball, two strikes now to James Niemeyer.
That is
a hard hit ball out towards left, right center. That's going to fall in there for Minster's first hit of the game.
Yep, if that could have stayed up a little longer, Kale might have been able to run that down, but it wasn't. It was a line shot.
Pretty good piece of hitting.
Yes, it was.
All right, Chase Gauss coming to the plate. Batting in the 8 hole, playing center field.
Well, their last senior.
Runner at first. Two outs, bottom of the second. Curveball stays a little elevated.
Caden's in at third, looking for a possible bunt there.
He ain't going to bunt with two outs. But
I don't think so. But
yeah.
I think since it's a left-hander, he just wants to play a little closer to get the ball over to first.
Yep, he wasn't charging. Hadn't thought about that, but that's pretty smart. I'm guessing.
Pretty good throw to get her over there.
Yep.
Big cut and a miss right there.
Big old swing.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes now. Come on, Ducey, take care of him yourself here. Let's get out of here. We'll get the old bats back up there and get him rolling.
Yeah, third pop-out wouldn't be bad either.
Swinging a miss. Got
him. Swinging a miss.
Nice job, Alex Deuce. That's going to do it for inning number two. And we'll be back for the top of the third. Indians up 1-0.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
All right, back here in Minster, Fort Recovery Radio, Neil Spencer, Dave Kalp, and Jerry Byram on the air tonight, bringing you baseball here, MAC style.
Jerry's doing it all. Drove the bus over.
JB's got it going on tonight. And it's going to be 3-4-5 here for the Indians. Wyatt Benn, Cale Rammel, Troy Homan, first three batters. Wyatt gets a base hit over the shortstop's head to lead the inning off. So one pitch and we got a base hit, folks. Nice job by Wyatt. He's been on base both times. He walked in the first and now a single in the third. We get the leadoff guy on. That's going to bring Cale Rammel to the plate. Cale Rammel hit a line drive to the center fielder his first time up. Right at the young man.
So we're putting the bat on the ball. That one dropped in there. Let's get him.
Nope. Throw back. Back in time.
Easy peasy. He's back in.
Yeah, there. Didn't have any trouble, but he wanted to get his pants dirty. So.
Yep. Not sure why it's a big threat to steal. There's a nice bunt by Cale. Pitcher comes off the mound, fires over to first base, and Cale does exactly what he's supposed to do. Yes. And that is what baseball is about, folks. He's the cleanup hitter, but he does his job, moves a runner into scoring position with a nice sacrifice. And that goes 1-3 in the book and out number one.
Got him on, got him over.
Now, T-Rex.
Get him in.
Come on here, 1-1. Troy grounded out to the shortstop his first time up.
I see that guy's garage is open, but it's almost 6, so I don't think you're going to get burgers.
No, I know. Nope. He's not going to break it out tonight. Curveball right there comes in there right across the heart of the plate.
He's probably listening last year's game in the archives. He said, I ain't going to do that for Fort Covering anymore.
Either that or he'll wait till the 7th inning to get it out.
Yeah. Well, that'll give us time to get over there.
That's true.
When the game's over,
we don't have to high for a ball.
Don't even have to sneak out of the game. Just wait till the game's over and go over.
I should have parked my truck right in front of his house just in case.
Yep, and you could get back out there and not have a window.
Troy chases one that's going to be in the dirt. Chases a curveball. That thing was going to bounce on the plate, and Troy gets a piece of it. But didn't matter. One ball, two strikes. Runner at second. And that's Wyatt Benn. He led the inning off with a base hit up the middle.
Well, that's what we need, another base hit.
Yeah, base hit. Wyatt gets a nice lead. Troy pops that one up. That's coming this way. Everybody looking at a chance to get it.
Nope, it's in the
fence. And it's up against the screen for a foul ball. Betty Homan down at first base, coaching the old first base box. Coach Ike down here at third. Trying to get the boys a going. Wyatt led the inning off. Cale bunts him over to second. So with one away, Troy's got a chance to drive in that run. That curveball stays up. Evens the count of 2 balls, 2 strikes. Comes a 2-2 pitch. That's swung on and fouled out of play.
Fouled out.
Yep. If it had gone a little to his right instead of to his left, it could have got right on top of the bus, Jerry.
JB don't care.
Yeah, we don't want the windshield busted out. Spider web driving isn't that much fun.
I just have to drive it home in reverse.
Not sure.
Nice side by Troy. Watches that one stay outside.
Because it does have big mirrors, but I don't believe you can see out that back
window
well enough.
JB, you take her all the way down for a car, Mr. Oden. Back up. That's a long way back.
Yeah.
It's a long way.
Yeah, and you might not be able to get back in time for prom tomorrow night.
Here comes a 3-2. Yeah, that was right down the heart of the plate.
Yep.
Troy stood there and watched it.
Yep, you can't do that.
That baby was right down Broadway.
When it's that close, even if
three balls, two strikes, and Troy takes it all the way.
Yep.
And that's strikeout looking and out number two. Strikeout number 5 now.
Yep. If you
for who was pitching? What'd you say, JB?
Lewis.
Magato. Yep. There's a bobbled ball, and Wyatt makes his way over to third base. So the runner is now 90 feet away.
Here we go, Daniel.
Patchy gets us a base hit. Patchy 1-for-1.
Us a gap.
Matthew's got the, really, the he's got the first hit for the Indians, one of the two, and he came around to score. Ooh. That curveball is going to be, that was a pretty low to Patchy. But
I thought so.
One ball, one strike.
That would have been a strike to a 5'10" guy, for sure. I'm not sure, 6'7".
1-1 is swung on, and fly ball super high. Second baseman out there calling for it. Scrambles all over the infield, but he makes the play for out number three. Indians threaten, but we don't score. We'll go to the bottom half of the third. Indians 1, Minster 0.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
This year's promenade will take place Friday, April 28th at 6 p.m. at the Fortsite Fieldhouse, and the doors will open at 5:15. As always, the public is invited to the promenade, and this year you will enter through the Commons area. This year's King candidates are Vion Wing, Landon Post, Daniel Patch, Ethan Evers, and Jacob Hartke. This year's Queen candidates are Nung Do, Lydia Brunswick, Taylor Will, Elena Will, and Faith Wendell. The public is invited to stop by the Fortsite Fieldhouse on Friday evening, April 28th at 6 o'clock for the promenade. Doors open at 5:15. Please enter through the Commons area.
All right, back here for the bottom of the third inning. It's going to be Schmeezing and roll back to the top for the Minster Wildcats. Indians up 1-0. First pitch a little outside. One run on two hits for the Indians. No runs on one hit for the Wildcats. Shows bunt.
Yeah, squared.
And squares around and takes it. First strike. Mm. Comes a 1-1. That's low and away. This is kind of the view we got at Fort Recovery from over here.
Yeah. Yep, very much.
There's a pitch goes right across the middle of the plate for a strike. He tried to hunch down and try to make it look like it was too high, but he's not fooling Neil Blue behind the plate tonight.
Nope.
Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out here.
He doesn't look very big either.
Here he gets a piece of it, and that's probably going to fall in there unless Tucker comes in, and he does. Tucker comes in, makes a nice play for out number one.
Hung up just long enough.
Kind of a little check swing, defensive swing, but he gets a piece of the ball, puts it in play, and Tucker comes in, takes care of the work. So Logan Cooney coming to the plate, followed by Adam Rindler, leadoff man. Flew out to Sage Wendell his first time up out in left field.
Whoa,
that goes right off the old helmet of Riggs Doby.
Umpire took his mask off. He might have caught part of that too because he had to walk out there and walk it off a little bit.
I thought it was Riggs, but
I think it hit Riggs's helmet, but I think it also hit the umpire's mask.
I think it was a double.
He might have got
double duty,
double doinker there.
I love double doinkers.
Yeah, yeah. The two guys behind the plate didn't care for it.
Yeah. That one swung on and fouled back to the screen. Makes the count. No balls, two strikes.
I don't know that.
That one was close. I think the big screen
close to the big
it.
Banana.
Did it?
Yeah. I think the big screen caught it.
Now, why? You took up seven parking spots by parking that bus right there. These old people had to walk. That's going to get the bus.
Oh.
That one's over the fence and off the house across the road.
Mm. That'll knock plaster off the roof, won't it?
I don't know. But if I'm in there, I'm home from work, I've had two beers, just about ready to doze off. That one popped up. It's going to go over to the screen and come off the screen.
Yep. Riggs would have been there, but
they should realistically make that an out. If you can catch it off of the screen.
Yep, I think so too. Especially the net, because that you never know that's going to come off the net.
Exactly.
You're going to sag.
Ooh, got him right there looking. Nice job by Alex Deuce. Great at bat there by the young man, but Deucey takes care of the young man. We're strikeout looking for out number two. And that's going to bring Adam Rindler to the plate. Adam Rindler also flew out to Sage Wendell to start the game off here in the first inning. The old south ball, and this one's going to be a ground ball down to Daniel Patch. Patchy gets an easy cherry hop, steps on first base, and that's going to do her. Three up, three down for the Minster Wildcats, and that's going to put the Indians back to the plate. We'll go to the top of the fourth. Still 1-0 Indians.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reisner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still bake you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reisner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
All right, we're back here. Top of the fourth inning. I'm not feeling real warm and fuzzy with a one-run lead here.
Nope.
We need some more runs, and the guy that's going to do it for us and get things started off is Sagey Wendell, left fielder for the Indians tonight. Sagey reached his first time up with a base on balls. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. Third baseman dives, comes up, fires over to first, and makes one hell of a
play,
folks.
Great play. Nice play by the first baseman to stretch out and get it.
But he dove, knocked it down in the grass, and then came up and basically threw it from a knee and threw him out by two steps. So a nice job by the young man there at third base for out number one.
Really good play.
Sage looking over there like, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, I thought for sure he had it, but nope.
Alex Deuce steps in there now. Deucey takes the first pitch high and over his head. Curve ball that comes in around the back of the ear hole.
Yeah, it was a little high, a little inside.
There is a rocket to the shortstop. Oh, he gets a two-hopper, comes up, big throw across the field, and he gets him by two steps. So two pretty hard hit balls here to start the fourth inning. Nothing to show for it. Two up, two down. And Tucker Overman comes to the plate. Tucker struck out his last time up, but reached because the ball got past the catcher. And that ended up being a huge play.
Yes.
Way out in front, Tucker. Keep your eye on it, babe. Keep your eye on it.
And I think that might have been a little low, too.
Pretty good breaking ball.
Go, Tucker.
Comes 0-1. That's a fastball right at the belt, strike two.
Well, top of the order coming up, so get on base. Two-out rally again.
The curveball stays high. Boys, I'm not going to say it again, but that is like the eighth time.
Yep.
He's had an 0-2 count and threw that high ball at the helmet.
And we haven't bid on that much, have we?
Nope. There's a ground ball. Going to be a tough play for the shortstop way deep in the hole. fires over to first, and I'll tell you what, pretty dang good defensive inning for the Minster Wildcats.
Yep.
Three up, three down, three ground balls, three outs. And that was pretty dang quick. So we'll go to the bottom of the fourth, still clinging to a one-run lead.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hey, welcome back.
Hi,
here
this
to
is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage and Fort Recovery. 2022 has been. He's not there
anymore. You got him turned
down. I'll tell you what, my computer guy over here, JB, switch bots. Let Neil eat some popcorn.
You're
on the computer.
I'm all for that.
Jeez, I want to come back a little early, go over some things that's coming up. Obviously, prom weekend here and no ball games after tonight. Girls, right now, getting things closer, JB. I've been watching that. Indians now creeping back in 3-2 in the top of the fifth. So the Indians hanging in there, the Lady Indians hanging in there. And we're all ready for baseball. See, you didn't give me enough time. Going to be Nathan.
Yeah, sorry. Completely my fault.
Nathan Bierre coming up. He's leading the Wildcats off, followed by Tyler Stevie and Ian Homan. First three batters for the Wildcats.
First one's a little out for a ball, maybe low.
Alex's been doing a good job getting that first out. I don't want to jinx him here, but now he falls behind two balls, no strikes, which he has done twice to start the inning.
Let's get it.
That one's off the
tip of the glove.
Griggsy's glove goes back to the screen. He's looking at his mitt like, wait a minute. I watched that baby go right in there. Finds himself in a big deep hole here. Three balls, no strikes for the number three hitter, Nathan Bierre. Four pitches, four balls.
Wow.
And the first batter.
Don't do that anymore, Alex.
So leadoff man on for the first time for the Wildcats. That's walk number two given up by Alex Deuce.
Now batting the shortstop, Tyler Stevie.
So Tyler Stevie comes to the plate. Stevie struck out swinging his first time up. Well, runner at first now.
He made a couple of really nice plays in the top of this inning. Whew.
Very good defense.
Yep.
We can do the same. There's a curveball. Got a chance down there at first base. Riggs comes up firing.
Yep.
Young man back in time at first base.
And Tucker was over there backing that up.
Well, our outfield is playing crazy shallow right now.
Yep.
Showing a bunt that time. Pulls back for a ball. I think it's two balls, no strikes.
I believe you're correct.
Monday night, the Indians will be hosting Arcanum.
Yep. Coach Hank's coming out to talk to Alex, so we'll go ahead.
Yeah, so the Trojans are coming over, and we'll play them at home. That'll be on Fort Recovery Radio. Tuesday night is going to be our opening ribbon cutting for our new complex there in Fort Recovery. That all starts at 4:30, and softball is going to host Anna on Sports Stream 2. And the boys are going to play New Knoxville in an MAC matchup on Tuesday evening. So if you got a chance, get out there on Tuesday night for the ribbon cutting of the new baseball softball complex. Thursday, New Bremen comes to town. Another good, solid MAC team the Indians are going to take on. Friday, we got a lot of home games next week, huh?
Yep. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Sweet.
Then we go to Rishi on Saturday.
Rishi, we got a doubleheader against the state champs or state runners-up?
They were state champs. Beat Lincoln View.
Very good. There's a bunt foul down the first baseline.
Protected himself.
Either he bunts it or he takes it between the eyeballs.
Yeah. Coach Wiss is saying, a little high there.
I think his eyes were about as big as the ball.
St- stick that bat up. So
it kind of had it in the vertical position, too.
That's yep.
Two balls and a strike. Caden Greasy playing way in. This time he bunts it down the first baseline. Good bunt. And nice play by Alex Deuce. He has to chase down the line. Picks up yep. the ball with his bare hand. Flips to Patchy. Nice sacrifice. Great bunt by Tyler Stevie.
Yes, it was.
Does his job, but it's going to be a 1-3 out for out number one. Bier moves over to second.
He was about a half a step from being safe there.
Yeah.
Great play by Ducey. It's one of those bunts. That's one of those bunts where it's, you know.
Alex going over to the dugout for something.
He's got his leg wrapped from the other day.
Oh, okay.
He must be taking something off. Pumped,
maybe. Yeah. Something coming off. Oh, yeah. Yep. Got a bandage or something there.
Looks like a shin guard. Maybe. Yeah. Oh, looks like it's firm.
This would not be a good time for a little no. rocket back at the old kneecaps.
Nope. I'm guessing this. He's thinking it was bugging his delivery a little bit. So.
All right. Ian Homan steps in there. Ian popped up. His last time up, and this time he hits a line drive out to center field, and it's going to be dropped by Kale.
Yep.
It was one of those, and it just dove down in the ground, and Kale thought he had it easy peasy, and it was one of those that had top spin on it and just nosedived when it got out in the grass, and Kale's like, oh, my God.
In between. And
Kale's going to tell you, I should have caught that ball because it was still up, but it was dropping like a rocket, and now.
But he did keep it in front of him.
Yeah.
Kept it in front. So Homan reaches. And I'm going to say they're going to give him an error. No, they gave him a hit. They are some friendly dudes over here. Runners at first and second. Yeah. Brady Wolf, your batter.
Called strike.
So hit number two, runners at first and second. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning, Indians clinging to a 1-0 lead. That one's going to get past Riggs. That's exactly what you don't need.
No.
Free pass, move him up. And now they got the go-ahead run at second base. So Bier on to third. Ian Homan at second. Brady Wolf, who popped up to the third baseman his last time up.
Let's do that again.
Yeah. One away here. We need an out like nobody's biz right here, folks.
Pop it over to him, and he can tag this guy and get.
That's high for a ball. Two balls and a strike now to Wolf. Infield playing in. Trying to knock this down. There's a hard hit ground ball. It's up the middle past Troy Homan. That's going to score one. Here comes the play at the plate. No, they're going to hold him up. Coach was going to send him, and he decided at the tail end. Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. So now he's got runners at first and third. Brady Wolf with a base hit. Ties this ball game up. Bier comes around to score. Minster's first run. Ian Homan over to third. And Brady Wolf is at first. So runners at first and third. One out. Tie ball game.
Let's call that Minster's first and only run. Let's do that.
Hopefully that's the case. We get out of this inning now with one out. I'll be tickled to death.
Yes, sir.
That pitch is a strike right down Broadway. James Niemeyer, batter. Chase Kouse on deck. There's a safety squeeze, and it's going to go foul. Trying to squeeze somebody in there, and runner took off, and he got the ball down, but it was foul down the first baseline.
Definitely a good call by Coach Wiss.
Finds himself now down in the hole. No balls, two strikes. Come on, Alex. Get out of this mess. Throw him your Uncle Charlie. Knock it down back there, Riggs. I got a feeling the runner's going to be going on this pitch. He doesn't.
Foul.
He swings. Just gets a piece of it. Fouls it back to the screen. Ducey working his tail off out there trying to get out of this inning. They got one across the plate, 190 feet away.
Actually, he's about 80.
That's the truth. Swing and a miss. Got him. Nice job, Alex Deuce.
Good job, Alex.
So
now we just need to get the batter.
Swinging. Out number two. He chased a pretty high one right there. Strikeout number four for Alex Deuce. And that's going to bring Chase Counts to the plate. First pitch, swing and a miss. Lefty comes up there, center fielder. Runner still at first and third. No doubt we're going to try to get that runner over to second here pretty soon. That pitch is inside.
Surprised they haven't.
Riggs, you got to bear down.
Tried
here,
that
brother.
Yet.
You got to bear down. You got to keep that ball in front of you. Careful at going across tonight.
Don't like that.
That pitch is a little elevated for ball two. Two balls and a strike now to the number eight hole hitter, Chase Kaus.
That's almost never good news when the Cure flight's out there. On
no, they
northeast.
Don't, they normally don't take joyrides. That pitch was high. Yeah. Called that one high. Three balls and a strike now. Runners at first and third. I can't believe that runner hasn't tried something.
Yeah.
Whether it be a delayed steal or a little something. Now he's going to show bunt. Goes after it, and that's going to be strike two.
All right.
Comes up empty.
Go get him right here.
Evens the count up.
Get him right here. Fastball. He'll swing and miss.
Three balls, two strikes. This is a big pitch right here.
Think he will be bunting? Yep.
He does show bunt, and he's going to lay it down the third baseline. Alex comes up, fires over to first, and gets the out. So I tell you what, hell of a nice play by Alex Deuce.
Yes.
They try to do a suicide squeeze with two outs. He bunts it down the third baseline. Alex Deuce off the mound in a hurry. Picks and throws in the same motion and gets him out at first, and that's going to do it. They do get one run on a couple of hits, and we'll go to the top of the fifth inning. Knotted up at one.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
The Fort Recovery Public Library will be hosting Roz's Puppets this coming Saturday from 10 to noon at Krenning Park in downtown Fort Recovery. There will be several fun shows each hour from 10 to noon this Saturday, so while you're doing your shopping at the Cy Iota's Eyes Brick Street Market, your kids will be enjoying this fun event at Krenning Park if the weather's good, or in the library if it's not. This will be a fun time this Saturday for both you and your kids. You can find some great homemade crafts at the Cy Iota's Eyes Brick Street Market, and the kids can enjoy Roz's Puppets Puppet Show with shows several times each hour from 10 to noon. Come to downtown Fort Recovery this Saturday for all the fun.
All right, we're back here. Minster getting ready for the top of the fifth inning. Indians all tied up here. Trivia question of the night by Mr. Dave Kanapke was, the Indians and the Wildcats have had pretty successful baseball programs here in the last few years. And in the last... what was it? 12 years. In the last 12 years, how many times have we played each other in tournament? And what was the record? Oh, very nice. We're getting the stats right here. So
yes,
anybody
sir.
Out there knows, there's a ground ball. Going to be booted by the third baseman. And landing down at first. And my God, he threw him out.
Yep.
I tell you what, he hung with it.
Yep.
And he got him. So he bobbled it. Landon hit it just a little bit too hard.
I wasn't watching Landon going down the line, but when he bobbled it, I thought there's no chance and looked up.
And bobbled it in front, picked it up, fired
him. Still
he got him, so Caden Greasy now your batter.
That shouldn't have happened.
There's a curveball, comes across the plate, called it a ball. So the trivia question is, if anybody out there is listening and you have a guess, you can text me at 419-234-2976. How many times have the Wildcats and the Indians played each other in tournament ball in the last 12 years?
And there's a second half of that if you want to throw that in.
And what the record is.
Yep.
That's right. That is right. I know the facts now.
Is it?
Caden Greasy takes a strike right there. Two balls and a strike now to Greasy, number two-hole hitter for the Indians. Posty led the inning off with a ground ball to the third baseman. He boobled it one time and still threw him out. There is a defensive swing over to the third baseman. Candy Hop this time. Fires across the field, and that's going to be back-to-back 5-3 putouts in the old book.
Time for another two-out rally.
That's going to bring Wyatt Benn to the plate. Wyatt's reached base both times so far. Walked in the first, and he had a single his last time up. We got him all the way over to third, and that's where we left him. Nagato settling down here, and he has now had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 straight batters he's put out. Let's break that streak right here, 2-3. Come on. There is a hard hit ball to the shortstop. Shortstop
nice
comes up
play.
With it. Makes a tough play. He's going to be safe.
Yep. And he
absolutely. That's going to be an error on the shortstop. Yep. He made a nice scoop and a good throw over and kind of short hop to the first baseman. Kind of rolled off the heel of his glove.
Yep. He never
and Wyatt's going to be on for his third time.
Two-out rally. Here we go.
Come
that
on.
That would be an E6.
First he was the last one to be on base for us, right?
Come on, Cale.
First error of the game.
Wyatt was the last one to be on base for us?
Wyatt was the last one to be on the base for us. And here comes Cale Rammel to the plate.
Getting past third this time.
Quick throw over to first. Okay, Wyatt back in time. Go ahead and run now at first base with two outs, top of the fifth inning. Indians with one run on two hits. Wildcats, one run on three hits. That pitch taken right at the numbers for a strike.
Drive one, Cale.
Cale Rammel so far in this ball game lined out to the center fielder and then sacrificed his last time
up. I think he can burn one of those outfielders.
There goes Wyatt Benn, swinging a miss. Ball's going to get away. Wyatt's going to end up over at second base.
I don't know if it was on purpose, but that swing, I believe, disrupted
the
catcher.
I think the hit and run was on. I think the hit and run was on, and Wyatt took off, and the ball was in the dirt, got past Homan Boy, and Wyatt moves over to second. Now he's in scoring position. Base hit right here. Wyatt's going to put the horses, get him in gear, and get him over. That ball is neck high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Good eye by Cale. I almost told him, look, this ball's going to be at your helmet.
Yeah. Yep.
Here comes the 1-2. Wyatt dancing around out there at second base. This one's high, too. That's across the base of his neck, we'll call that one.
Yep.
Two balls, two strikes now.
This one's going to be right in there, and he's going to drive one to the fence.
He's going to have to. He's got one more junk pitch he can throw him, but eventually. See what he does here. There's the fastball, and he struck him out. I think that was maybe a little bit of a breaking ball, but he gets Cale looking. Yeah. Out number three. We strand one. We go to the bottom of the fifth. All knotted at one.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Hi, this is Emily Andrews from Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy carries Golden Technology recliners and offers an assortment of recliner options in various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to personalize the order. Let our experienced customer service representatives help choose a recliner for a comfortable fit for Mother's Day this year. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery on Commerce Street off State Route 49. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We're back here at Minster and get ready for bottom of the, where are we, bottom of the sixth?
Oh, Spencey, you're unbelievable.
I don't have my glasses on.
Bottom of the fifth inning, here we go, getting ready.
I don't have my glasses on, so there's 13 numbers up there.
Connor Schmeezing,
there we go.
Logan Cooney, and Adam Rindler, first three batters. First pitch in there, swing and a miss. Ducey's solid out there on the mound tonight. Both pitchers been solid.
Yes, sir.
Tight ball game, just like you always see them in the MAC. That pitch on the outside edge for a strike. Quickly 0-2.
Come on.
Woo! A lot of ooze right there, but that was called a ball. Might have been a little low and outside.
That was a nice pitch.
Hey, the guy with the grill, they're on the porch. They're getting closer.
Yep, saw him out
there a little
bit ago.
That pitch is outside. Ducey throwing him a couple junk pitches, trying to get him to chase one. Smeezing says, I don't think I'm chasing that one. Here comes a 2-2. Swinging. Right back in Riggsy's glove. Nice job by Riggsy. Little nipper right back in his glove. And that's going to be out number one. Strikeout number five for Alex Deuce.
That's the top of the order. Left fielder.
He hadn't thrown the sidearm today, has he?
We haven't seen any of that.
He threw it, stuff. He threw it a couple of times in warm-ups.
All right, Logan Cooney steps in there. Logan is 0-2 so far in this ball game. Man, he pulled the string on that one.
It was a nice one.
Cooney's like, where's that pitch been? I haven't seen that, but up here two times I've never seen that pitch. There's the smoker. He gets a piece of it out towards Kale. Kale underneath it, and he makes the play.
I don't think he moved.
Yeah.
Not much if he did. So two up, two down. Ducey on a little roll here in the bottom half of the fifth inning.
He moved his feet, but I don't think he went anywhere.
And that's going to bring Adam Rindler to the plate.
Two outs.
My phone's blowing up with all kinds of messages right here wanting to know. And the reality of it is that's a complete lie. I've had no messages. That pitch is a strike right at the belt. The reality of it was in the last 12 years, the Indians and the Wildcats have played four times in tournament play, and they have a 2-2 record. There's a curveball. It stays high. Yep. Minster won in 2012, and then Minster also won, let's see, in 2014, and then in 15 and 16, the Indians win back-to-back years.
I believe those were the years we went to state.
Whew. Look at that. We won 7-2 against Minster in that one game, and then in the district finals at Coldwater, we won 1-0. That had to be a heck of a game. I'm sure I had a beer at McSober's after that game.
Probably did.
Thanks to Dave Kanapke for that little piece of trivia.
Yep.
That I've already forgotten. That one's popped up. Going back to their bus and...
I don't think it made
it. Went over one net, but not the second one.
Yeah.
That evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. It's Adam Rindler. Nathan Bier on deck. Ducey wanting to keep the old bases empty tonight here in this inning. That pitch is high and right at the eyeballs. Three balls, two strikes. Joined up here in the booth by old Sonny Folks.
Yep.
He ain't writing nothing down. He must have a memory like nobody's business. There's a ground ball going to go up towards second. Landon Post scoops it up, fires over to Patsy, and that's going to be out number three. Three up, three down. We're through five in the books, folks. We got a barn burner, 1-1. We'll be back.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Has your day been a little crazy? And now it's time for supper. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and by popular demand, now including their freshly breaded fish that you love during Lent. Grab some of their delicious side dishes, and you have a great meal for your family. And of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all through the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
All right, here we go. Top of the sixth inning. Back to Fort Recovery Radio. Neil Spencer, Jerry Byram, Dave Kopp bringing you MAC Baseball. We're knotted up at ones here, and it's going to be T-Rex Homan, Daniel Patch, and Sage Wendell, first three batters. We need to get the leadoff guy on one time. That pitch is inside for a ball. We had the leadoff guy on in the Wyatt got on, let us, and then we went 1-2-3. That pitch is a strike right down Broadway. One ball, one strike. Indians with one run on two hits. Wildcats with one run on three hits. Ooh, that curveball right there came in a little low. Crossed the plate at the right spot, though. Makes the count one ball, two strikes.
Come on, Troy.
Indians have stranded six so far in this ball game. That pitch was outside. Not much, OJB.
No.
Tough one to take, would you not say?
Yeah. Well, he's choked up. He's ready to go.
Yeah, here comes the 2-2. Come on, Troy. Gets a piece of that one, fouls it back to the screen.
I'm sure he doesn't want to get another strikeout looking. At least.
Yeah, young man, I tell you what, he's got one of the better cuts.
Swing the bat.
And his confidence level, man, if he could just string together a couple back-to-backers. Ooh, that curveball come dropped in there in a hurry, and I tell you, he got lucky on that one.
Yep.
Three balls, two strikes.
Probably missed by an inch.
Blue said it was elevated. I won't argue that. Here comes the 3-2.
Troy calls time.
Things are getting a little chippy around here, yeah. JB.
Yeah.
Pitcher's a little perturbed.
Pitcher not happy. Here comes the 3-2. He's going to overthrow it, and he does, and it's too high. Called that one. He was mad. I knew he was going to overthrow it.
Let's do that again, then.
And we get our leadoff guy on.
How about that?
So T-Rex down to first brings Daniel Patch and Sage Wendell. Let's see if Coach Ike wants to bunt Patchy. I don't know if I've ever seen Patchy score at a bunt. We're going to find out right here. T-Rex leaning. Ooh, that baby almost gave us a free pass to second base. Great play by the first baseman.
Threw over there, and the first baseman had to dive across
Troy. Threw it at the feet of Troy Homan.
Whew. Man.
Come on, Daniel Patch. Come on here, 6-6. One time. Another throw over to first.
That one was a little better, but.
Yeah, he didn't have
now
to do
that.
Now
you can tell the old dust is blowing in. When you see him dive, dust comes right in. There's. That hit Daniel Patch right in the middle of the spine.
That hit him. Yeah.
What the hell was that so loud about?
Yeah.
Does he.
See,
that sounded like a broken bone.
He might have one of those solid plastic back braces on.
Well, sure did sound
he
like
did,
it.
He has had that on over the last couple of years a few times, I've noticed.
Well, he's feeling it now.
That's what it sounded like.
He's down
like
there at first base. He's feeling it a little bit now. Yeah, Coach Weiss is going to call a timeout here, and he's going to go out and talk to his pitcher. First two guys on here in the top half of the sixth inning. Not what he wanted to see, but.
Now
we got Sage Wendell up to the plate. And old Sagey, he reached on a base on balls in the second inning, and then he grounded out to the third baseman the last time. That's the one. Didn't he make a bobble? No, that was against Landon.
Yep.
Whatever the case, Sagey Wendell up to the plate here with nobody out, runners at first and second. Indians looking to threaten and score and take the lead.
Well, they're letting Coach Wiss talk a long time. Here comes the home plate umpire.
Yeah, the girls are in the top of the sixth, and they're down 6-2.
Ooh, Wildcats come back, score a few more runs, make it 6-2, and the Indians now in trouble.
And they've got their bases loaded, too.
And I'm assuming we are at home, right?
We are at home, yes.
So if we lose this ball game at home, we are now 0-8 at our new field at home.
No outs.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we are 7-8 overall. So we're 7-1 on the road.
Well, I think that has a lot to do with the bus driver.
Yeah, that's the second time I've heard that, JB. I think that's not true. Well, why don't you drive him around the parking lot at a home game and drop him off?
I could do that.
All right, looks like we got Jackson Irvin coming in to run for Daniel Patch.
That's probably a good idea.
Yep.
Yeah, get
especially
him on the bus.
After he got hit.
Get him on the bus, drive him around the parking lot, take him around town a little bit, blow the horn, then drop him off at the field, see if they think it's an away game. A couple gallons of gas. I'll put in for that. All right, Sage Wendell steps in there, and he's looking to score here in the top half of the sixth.
I like this position. Sage is going to get a line shot.
Sagey takes the first pitch for a strike. Jackson Irvin way off first base right there. They're going to have to keep their eye on that. Be smart out there, young man.
Had the rotation on shortstop covering third, and third baseman charging.
Be smart. Don't need any base running errors. We've had a couple of those so far this year. Quick throw over to second. T-Rex back in there. They're doing the old do-si-do where the shortstop comes in front. And
yep.
We're no stranger to that game.
Yeah, Troy isn't going to get caught on that, I don't think.
Here comes the throw to the plate, and that's going to be a ball low and outside.
Yep.
One ball, one strike to Sage Wendell. Come on here, 1-4, let's go. One base hit here, one base hit.
Let's get
need to get something contagious here. Showing bunt this time. This time he's going to bunt it down to the third baseman. Third baseman has no choice but to fire over to first, and exactly what he was supposed to do.
Yes.
So Sagey does a nice job right there, sacrifice both runners over, and that's going to bring Alex Deuce to the plate. Deucey hit a line drive out to the center fielder and then grounded out to the shortstop his last time up. Yep. We need him to find some grass here, folks. We got runners at second and third. Troy Homan at third. Daniel Patch, or I should say Jackson Irving now, pinch running. He's at second base, and Alex Deuce comes in.
That's in the dirt.
Infield is four steps into the grass here.
Yep.
Trying to keep this runner at third base.
Every one of them. Third base, shortstop, second, and first are all on the grass.
If you've got time for a blooper.
Oh, yeah.
This is the time for a blooper, folks. Here comes the pitch. There's a fastball right down Broadway. Evens account. One ball, one strike. One away here. We'll take a fly ball out to the center fielder and let T-Rex score on a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Well, just a blooper right in.
Put it in play. Put it
grass.
In play, Alex. Put it in play. Oh, he's way out in front of a curveball.
Yep.
Gets himself now one ball, two strikes.
If he'd have just maybe caught a little bit of it, it might have rolled about 3 feet in front of home plate. And he could
been
have
an interesting
base.
Play, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Come on, Deucey. Come on, Deucey. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Chases a high heater.
Ah.
Goes down swinging.
Tucker, we got to get you. Got to be on base, Tucker. Can't leave him out there.
So Deucey goes down swinging for out number two. Strikeout number six for Mogato, and that brings Tucker Overman to the plate. Tucker reached on a strikeout his first time up. There's a strike right down the heart of Broadway. And he grounded out to the shortstop last time up. Come on, Tucker. Put it in play here.
Yep.
Infield backs back up to normal depths.
Be on base.
First base is open. Swings at that one. Hits a ground ball over to the third baseman. Tough play for the shortstop again. He comes up, fires. Maybe he pulls him off. And he gets it out. Benny coming in to argue. We're going to talk this over a little
bit. That was close.
Benny wants to see an appeal right here, and I'm telling you. Hang on. We're going to get an appeal right here. We're going to get an appeal. We don't know what's going on. And they're going to say that he was out. I'm telling you, Benny was right there. He knows his foot was off the bag, and we're not getting a break from the umpires.
Nope.
That's going to do it for the Indians in the top half of the sixth inning. We threaten. We get runners at second and third, and we got nothing to show for it. So we'll be coming for the bottom of the sixth inning right after this, tied up at one.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation,
their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the sixth inning. Nathan Bier, leadoff man for the Mr. Wildcats, swings at the first pitch, fouls it back to the screen. JVs are up 4-1, Bubba says. Back at home. That was about 10 minutes ago. 10, 15 minutes ago. I don't know when that was. Girls are now getting their butts spanked 9-2. Game probably about over, isn't it, JB?
It's in the top of the sixth.
Top of the sixth. Ducey back out on there on the mound. Ooh, pulled the string on that one. He tried to go for it, looking to see, and he did not go.
Yep, appealed, and first base umpire, or the base umpire, says nope.
Tucker Overman out and right. Cale Rammel, center field, Sage Wendell. There's a fastball, nothing but smoke, and a little outside. Two balls and a strike.
I got bottom of the sixth. JV is up 6-1.
JV's now up 6-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. JV's playing good, solid baseball so far this year. And freshmen,
nice
too. So a lot of good things to look forward to if you're an Indian fan, baseball fan like I am.
That looked good.
Comes the 3-1. Ball four.
Wow.
Ducey not happy with that call whatsoever.
Nope, I thought that was a pretty good pitch, too.
So they get their leadoff guy on here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So that's exactly right. Nathan Bier has walked all three times, and he has come around to score once. So Tyler Stevie comes to the plate. Tyler Stevie 0 for 1. I take that back. He had a sacrifice his last time up, and he's going to sacrifice this one again. Tough play again. Alex making another play just like he did the last time. He bunts that thing hard down the first base line, and Patsy can't come in because nobody's covering the bag, and Ducey's got to take care of it himself, and he does.
And I think the JV are undefeated.
Seriously?
Yes, that's what I've got anyway.
Bubba, is our JVs? Bubba, find out if our JVs are undefeated. I know they've had a good record. They've been playing good ball, but
I think our freshman team has lost one, maybe none. They've been playing great. That's a really good class of athletes.
All right, so Bier down to second. Ian Homan, your batter. Ian chases a curveball, fouls it off to the backstop. Got to play some defense. Help him out here, infield. Be smart. One out. Runner at second to go ahead run.
I'm okay if he lines one to his cousin at shortstop and he just walks over and steps on the bag, doubles the guy off.
Spencey, don't tease me with that one. That one's popped up. That's going to definitely hit the bus.
It was close.
So far, JB's parked the bus 40 feet right behind home plate. We've got 7 broken windows, a smashed hood.
But there's a 100-foot net, or however high those light poles are, there's a net that high.
Elderly people from Minster in a rage. They're still walking to the game. Going to miss the entire game. Can't get here. Ooh. A little outside, kind of goes for it. And he swung at it. I thought so. I thought he was a little bit past center, and they call him out on that. I don't know. I think it was one of those judgment calls, and Coach Witch is like, wait a minute. You can't tell me he swung at that. But for the Indians, huge break.
Oh, yeah.
So Homan goes down looking. I guess swinging. Check swing, right?
Got the post in front of me, so I have to lean out to see it, and I wasn't leaning out, so I didn't see it.
That's out number two. Let's strand him out there. Come on, Ducey. Oh, a fastball pops in Riggsy's glove right there. Strikeout number 6 for Alex Deuce. That one's popped a mile high. Brady Wolf, the batter. Go ahead, run out there at second base. The Indians in a battle here with the Wildcats.
Let's disappoint them.
That one's high for a ball. Two balls and a strike now to Brady Wolf. James Niemeyer on deck. 1-1 ball game, folks. Got a barn burner. Indians have been in their share of barn burners this year.
Timeout
yes, called by the batter.
And if we could get those timely hits, most of those would not be barn burners.
Man, we just can't get them. We stranded eight already tonight, Neil.
Yep.
That one's fouled back to the screen. He's right on him. He just cannot square him up.
How many have they left on base?
Four. Five, if we can get this guy to stay out there.
Five counting this guy.
Come on, Deucey. Come on now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuce is wild here on the old scoreboard. Deucey steps off the rubber. Alex pitching a heck of a ball game.
Yes, he is, again.
I'm a smidgey confused because they're screaming wide open when he's on the rubber.
I was thinking the same thing. Yep.
Was you?
I'm hearing a lot of noise down there.
He did say you can't yell at the pitcher. So if they're just
there's
yelling.
A ground ball going to get in the hole. It's going to be stopped by Caden Greasy. Great stop. And he's going to save a run, folks. Absolute stellar play by the third baseman, Caden Greasy. Dives deep into the hole, knocks the ball down. Has no chance of throwing the runner out, but saves a run for sure. Now we got runners at first and third. So Wolf with his second hit of the ball game. He moves Bierre over to third. And now James Niemeyer, he comes to the plate. He's 1-for-2. He had a single his first time up and then struck out his last time at bat. See what's going on here. The coach is going to go over and talk to his batter. And now he's going to have a pinch runner.
Pinch runner out there.
Dylan Heikamp going to go out and run for Brady Wolf.
Okay. So first and third, two outs, tied at one. Bottom of the sixth, home half of the sixth.
Mister now with four hits in this ball game.
Just a eyelash away from getting that third out and getting out of everything.
Yeah. Saved the run, which was absolutely huge.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Now we got to get the out here. Niemeyer is going to step to the plate, and like I said, 1-for-2, got a base hit, and struck out
swinging. Pop him up to Riggs. Let's let Riggs get the third out here.
I pop him up to anybody. I don't care.
I agree. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss right there on a nice fastball by Alex Deuce. I think Deucey might just stick with the heaters and just throw smoke.
Yep.
Here it is. Hit it. I like the call. Another fastball. He swings at that one, gets a piece of it, files it back to the screen. So Deucey way out in front now. No balls, two strikes.
Come
exactly
on.
Where he wants to be.
Yes. I'd say this would be a good time for his first sidearm of the night.
Could be. Looking forward to the top of the seventh inning. The Indians roll to the top. Landon Post leads us off.
That's runs.
Well, they're trying to delayed steal. Trying to see what they do, and I think we're just going to let him go down to second base.
Yeah, then strike this guy out. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's ahead. No balls, two strikes. Mester tries a delayed steal. Wisely steps off the bag and just watches him go down to second. Here comes the 0-2. It's a curveball. It's popped up. It's going to be trouble, folks. Get in there. Somebody get in there. And we have a collision out between Troy and Kale, and that's going to score two runs. Troy's hurt, folks.
Yep. I couldn't hear anybody calling, but
Troy was giving it all he had, and Kale was coming in all he had, and we collide out there about 30 feet in the grass. Coach is heading out. Trainer's heading out. Troy's hurt. Troy's back up. Troy's mad, I think, because the ball dropped.
Yeah.
We're going to give it a base hit, no doubt about it, to Niemeyer. And
pretty sure he had it in his glove, but after the collision,
unfortunately,
he's kind of favoring his. I don't know.
Well, I tell you what, he went out there and Cale, like I said, they were coming in and pretty good collision out there in center field. Scores two runs. Bier comes across, and then the Heikamp boy, the pinch runner, comes across to score also to make it a 3-1 ball game. Main thing is Troy's healthy and staying out there at shortstop. Cale seems to be okay, and Ducey now goes to work against
Troy. Troy is grabbing his shoulder a couple of times.
Chase Kaus, and there's a bunt going to go over to Caden. Caden's going to come up and fire over to Patchy for out number three. So in the inning, they score two runs on a couple of hits. And at the end of six in the books, it's now 3-1 Minster.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the seventh inning. Going to be Indians leadoff man Landon Post, followed by Caden Greasy and Wyatt Benn. So we got the top of the lineup up.
So where do we want to be?
They've all seen this young man now three times. So this is the fourth time through the lineup against Mogoto. First pitch is taken for a strike, and I thought it was plenty elevated. Doesn't matter. Strike one. Indians need two to tie, three to take the lead. There's a curveball. That's a rocket right to the shortstop. Cherry hop comes up, fires it high. It's going to be wide. And now Landon's going to take off and go to second, and this ball is going to be high, and he is safe.
Yes. Woo!
Tell you what.
He took off, and then he hesitated. And
he turned around and looked. I think Benny was hollering at him, and Landon turns around. Now he's sucked. He's 45 feet away from both bases. He's got to make a decision, and he decides to go to second. And luckily for the Indians, throw down to second was a little bit high. If it was down, he was dead meat. But high, and he slid head first underneath it, and the leadoff man is down.
So two high throws
second base
from their defense, and that gets us on base.
So an E6, second error of the game for the Wildcats.
Tie and running at the plate.
And that brings Caden Greasy to the plate. Caden is 0-3, struck out twice and grounded out to the third baseman. He's due.
Yes, he is.
Come on, six.
He's a pretty good sophomore.
A lot of room out there, out there. Swing and a miss, good cut. One ball, one strike. JB, see if you can find some other MAC scores of interest tonight.
One I usually look at hasn't been posting scores till later.
That pitch is high and inside. Two balls and a strike. Yeah, they probably don't have any updates on there.
WSN used for football and basketball usually is pretty close, but baseball, they don't usually have anything.
There's a 2-1. That's a chopper down to third baseman. He's going to look back the runner, and he's going to fire across the infield for out number one. Landon's got to stay put at second base. Greasy goes down 5-3 for the second time in a row. Out number one in the top half of the seventh inning. White Ben comes to the plate. Benny's been on all three times. He walked in the first, had a base hit in the third, and then reached on an error in the fifth. First pitch outside for a ball. Good eye, Wyatt Bent.
Yep. For most of the year, Wyatt's had a really good knack for being on base somehow.
Well, hopefully that rings true right now.
He's
adding the count, one ball, no strikes.
Yep.
Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good big hard cut right there. Big uppercut.
Ooh. Yep.
He's going to tie it up, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Put a hole in that in the scoreboard.
Came up empty. Evens the count now. One ball, one strike, one away. Top of the seventh inning. Indians need two to tie. Chases a high curve ball. Fouls it back to the screen.
I got Coldwater beating Marion 6-0.
Coldwater over Marion 6-0. That's a final?
Yep, that's what it says.
Wyatt calls time.
Steps out. Lanen goes back to second.
Let's get on here. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Let's get on base. Swing and a miss. Got him.
Made a liar out of me.
Benny goes down swinging. Out number two. Strikeout number seven for Magato.
Come on, Kale.
That brings our center fielder, senior Kale Rammel, to the plate. Last chance here for the Indians. Let's get one in play here. That ball is high and outside.
Find one you like and find a gap. Some pretty good size holes, and the left fielder is halfway between the infield and the fence. A lot of room behind him. If you can get
that pitch is balling outside. Yeah. Center fielder, I think, is cheating towards the left field. There seems to be a pretty big gap out there in right center. And the right fielder, I tell you what, if you can hit one down the right field line right now, you can run for a long time.
You can stroll around the bases.
That pitch is swung on, and that's going to probably fall in there, and it does.
Yes.
So a base hit by Cale Rammel over the second baseman's head puts runners at first and third, and the Indians aren't done yet, folks.
He did go the other way. Is this Daniel? Yep.
So Posty now over to third.
No, Bo-Tin.
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 Here comes Cale Rammel now to first.
Now the JV's record is 9-4.
And Bo-Tin is going to pinch hit for Troy Holman. I got a feeling T-Rex has got some shoulder pains.
Yep.
Yeah, he looks like he's hurting.
It was his left shoulder that he was holding. So it's his glove side. Hope it's nothing but a little rest and a whirlpool or something.
Hopefully all is well.
Yeah, the JV record is 9-4. It was a
JV record 9-4.
The JV softball that's 4-0, but they've only played like four games.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, Bo. Time to be the man.
And JV won 6-1.
JV's won the night 6-1. All right, Bo-Tin, we need a hero right here. Indians trail by two.
You have to be on
base. Coming to the plate. That one's in the dirt, going to bounce back out in front. Cale easily moves over to second base. So the tying run now at second base.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Well, Bo, pick your gap and hit it there.
Come on, Bo.
When he gets a hold of one, he can hit her hard.
He is due. His batting average is definitely not where he wants it.
Nope.
That pitch is outside. Bo gets ahead. Two balls, no strikes.
Hey, let's load the bases.
Bo pitched a good game the other night against St. Henry. Pitched a complete game. We just can't give him any offensive help.
Coach Wiss is going to go out and do a little chit-chatting.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to pull his pitcher right here with a
two-run
lead.
No, he's not looking like it, but
we'll see once.
Yeah, get everybody settled down.
Yeah, I think he might. I think he might. See what happens here. He's out there talking to him and seeing how the young man feels.
Hasn't asked for the ball yet.
No, he hasn't asked for the ball yet. Just trying to come up with a game plan here and say, look, tying runs at second base. Let's just knock anything down. We got two outs. Indians with one run on three hits. Wildcats three runs on five hits.
Home plate umpire's going out to break it up a little bit.
Sure would like to see Daniel Patch get a chance here.
Yes, sir. Any way that happens. Bo 10 needs to be on base.
Yes.
Bo's ahead in the count. Two balls, no strikes.
So is he going to groove one and Bo get the green light? Or
I don't think Bo's going to swing it, though. He's going to take a strike.
Yep, I think that's right.
He's going to take a strike.
I think that's the best way to do it. But if he thinks this guy's going to throw him a strike and Bo can hit the ball hard, he's been snake bit, kind of always hits it to a fielder. But here we go, boys.
We shall find out. Here comes the 2-0. Bo taking that one, and that's going to be a strike down Broadway.
Yep.
Two balls and a strike now to Bo 10. Runners at second and third. 3-1 ball game. Indians need both these runners to cross the plate to tie this puppy up. There is a hard hit ball, and it's going to be right at the second baseman. He catches the line drive. And that's going to be the ball game.
Inside out, put it to the right side.
Indians fall 3-1. They fall to 3-4 in the MAC. Minster improves to 4-2 in the MAC. We'll be back with a wrap-up in just a bit.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and your family from the risk you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't just depend on anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back here. A little quick wrap-up. Minster Wildcats take the Indians down 3-1 in MAC action. In the Indians fall now to 3-4 in the MAC. Minster improves to 4-2 in the MAC. They got a game that they got delayed over in Delphus. They're all tied up in the 11th inning. That's why they're one game behind us in the MAC. But a heck of a ball game tonight. Two good pitching outings again, one by Alex Deuce, one by the Magato young man from Minster. And he comes out with the victory tonight. And for the Indians, again, we get them on. We can't get them in. We strand 10 tonight, Neil. And, you know, for us, it was one run on three hits. We struck out seven times. We got two free passes. We had only one stolen base, but the big number is we strand 10. And hitting-wise for us, we only had three. White Ben had one. Cale Rammel had one. And Daniel Patch had one. For the Minster Wildcats, they had five hits. They improved to 10-5 on the season. They stranded five. They did commit a couple of errors, and I thought maybe one might come back to help us, and it just never did. They got out of trouble, and the Indians fall. But for Minster, they scored one run. They tied it up. The Indians took the early lead, scored in the second inning. Minster ties it up in the fourth, and then they take two runs in the sixth inning on a collision between Cale Rammel and Troy Homan out in center field. They had runners at second and third, and Troy was doing everything he could to get out there and try to make that catch. Cale doing the same thing. They coming in, big collision out there in the outfield, and they end up scoring two runs off of it, and that's how the game ends. Yep. 3-1 in favor of the Minster Wildcats. So we're off for the weekend. Prom weekend coming up. Monday, big week starts again next week for the Indians at home. And hopefully you can get to the ball games and get out there and cheer on the Indians. They're now 9-7 on the year. So
We got Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday home games.
Bunch of home games next week. So
and that includes the ribbon cutting on Tuesday.
Tuesday night. So I tell you what, I'm going to bug out and get something to eat.
I got to go.
Spencer,
check.
Is there anything else you got to say? Otherwise, we'll go back to the. Studio for Dave Kopp, Jerry Byram, and Big Spencey here. Indians fall 3-1 to the Wildcats. We'll be back next week.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. We send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.